325 foot per second retrograde burn of 11.6 seconds duration. Mission operations control room is getting a little quieter now as we come down to the wire here at less than 5 minutes now from ignition. Apollo range instrumented aircraft 4 and 6 are on station. It's reported that the gimbal motors for the large SPS engine have been turned on. This is a ground readout. The aircraft, which will attempt to photograph the Apollo 9 command module during the reentry path by flying head-on into the path uprange, is on station. This aircraft is called Glowworm 123. It's a KC-135 with a camera pod mounted on the side of the fuselage. Air ground circuit is strangely quiet as the crew is getting into orbit deorbit attitude, some 3 minutes 12 seconds away from deorbit burn. We'll leave the circuit open for any conversation. Blackout is predicted to begin at 15 minutes 56 seconds after ignition. Come out of blackout at 19 minutes 29 seconds, with drogues out at 23 minutes 46 seconds. Main chutes deploy at 24 minutes 33 seconds after ignition of SPS burn number 8, with splashdown at 43 seconds past the hour. Helicopters aboard the Guadalcanal have been deployed from the deck and are on station waiting for splashdown of Apollo 9.
Mark.
Mark, 15 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
retrofire. Ignition confirmed. And we've had cutoff confirmed.
Houston Apollo 9, burn looks good up here. We're nulling residuals, and the EMS Delta V was minus 18.2.
Roger, minus 18.2, and we have the residuals.
Okay.
11.8 seconds burn time.
Residuals are zero.
Roger. 9 Houston, high speed tracking shows us a good burn. Mighty fine.
Roger, sounds good.
Current tracking out of Hawaii now shows the height at 163 nautical miles, velocity 25,198 feet per second, and dropping. Perigee predicted at minus 4.2 miles. Spacecraft has gone to separation attitude, according to the Guidance, Navigation, and Control Officer, who's reading the spacecraft attitude on telemetry.
9 Houston, I'll give you a time hack at 3 minutes.
Standing by.
Mark, 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Velocity now 25,194 feet per second. altitude 163.5 nautical miles. 12 minutes from beginning of blackout. We've had arming of the pyrotechnics to cause separation of the command module from the service module. We've had separation of the command module from the service module. Service module is traveling off now at some 45 degrees away from the flight path of the command module to avoid any recontact possibilities. Main buses on the spacecraft are showing 27.7 volts DC.
Apollo 9 Houston, you're looking good down here.
Roger Houston, we're separated now and rolling around with vector up at this time.
Roger.
Tracking shows present height 118 nautical miles. Present position 3259 north, 12725 west, offshore California. All aircraft in the recovery area are on station. The helicopters off the Guadalcanal, and the rescue aircraft out of Kinley Air Force Base, the Araya Apollo range instrumented aircraft out of Patrick Air Force Base, all are on station. Height has now dropped to 96.9 nautical miles. Present position 3340 north by 11552 west, just crossing the California coast about the Los Angeles area. Some 6 minutes away from beginning of blackout. Present.
9 Houston, I have a post-burn update.
Roger. Go ahead.
Plus. 12091. 25996. 1525. 1601 minus 03256. Roll right 5060 1900, and I'll get the rest a little later.
Roger.
That first number passed to the crew of Apollo 9 was the range to go from the point at 05G of 1,209 nautical miles, and the velocity at that point, 25,996 feet per second. One nautical mile altitude should be encountering 400,000 feet, which is a sensible atmosphere at this time, some 2 minutes away from beginning a blackout.
Apollo 9 Houston, I have time to begin blackout.
Go ahead.
1553, 1928, 2346, 2433.
Okay, I'll read the whole thing back. 1209.1 25996 1525 1601 minus 03256, right 50/60, 1900 1553 1928 2346 2433.
9 Houston, your read back correct.
That last group of numbers involved times for beginning of and end of blackout, drogue deploy, and main parachute deploy. quasi circuit at this time. We're still about 40 seconds away from the predicted time of beginning and blackout, which is 15 minutes 53 seconds after retrofire. End of blackout is predicted at 19 minutes 28 seconds after retrofire. Drogue parachute deploy predicted at 23 minutes 46 seconds. And main parachutes at 24 minutes 33 seconds on the water at 43 seconds after 11 a.m. Central Time. Mark, beginning of blackout as predicted. Standing by here for spacecraft Apollo 9 to come out of blackout. This is some 3 minutes from now. Hopefully communications will be reestablished through the relay aircraft orbiting around the Guadalcanal. Those communications will be fed through this circuit as they become available. Right now it's a waiting game. Quite a few of the off-duty flight controllers have drifted into the control room here and have plugged in, standing where they can find room to monitor the entry of Apollo 9. Most of them have put in 10 long, hard days on their respective shifts and want to see this thing through. Less than 2 minutes now to end of blackout. Present altitude, according to Texas tracking, 34 nautical miles. Present position, 2649 north. 7629 west. Less than a minute now from coming out of blackout. Present height 30 nautical miles. Crossing the east coast of Florida. Blackout, a predicted time. Mark, predicted end time of blackout. Fire Officer John Llewellyn is estimating they're going to be right on the target point.
Apollo 9, Houston.
It's reported that the radar aircraft out of McCoy does have radar contact at this time.
Apollo 9, Houston.
Present height 23.7 nautical miles. Coordinates 2358 north, 68.
Houston Capcom, go remote.
Remoting through the Araya aircraft.
Apollo 9, Houston, through Araya. Roger, Apollo 9, we can just barely read you.
some 2 minutes away from drogue deployment, drogue chute deployment. 19 nautical miles altitude. It's reported that the Guadalcanal crew did hear the sonic boom as the Apollo 9 spacecraft came into the atmosphere. Contact by the McCoy radar aircraft was 236 nautical miles range. Away from splash mark.
Apollo 9 Houston through Araya.
Apollo 9, how you read?
Ah, roger. Apollo 9 Houston, go.
Okay, +23.26, -68.01, and it looks like we're about a mile off.
Roger, real good. You ought to have chutes in about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Very good communications through Araya. Should have confirmation of chute deployment shortly. Drogue chute deployment, that is. Present altitude showing, well, it just disappeared off the display. Belay that. Main chute should be going out at this time. Guadalcanal reports a contact at 308 degrees bearing from the ship. The crew of the Guadalcanal apparently has heard a double sonic boom as Apollo 9 smoked back into the atmosphere. The Guadalcanal is on a northerly heading, just south of the target point. Standing by for resumption of communications through the relay aircraft. Should be getting airborne shortly.